1895, I was married in this ward, and I've lived here ever since.
When did you get married?
Huh?
When were you married?
Let's see. The 19th of June, 1845, 1846, 1845, 1845. Because I've been here a century.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. You just turned 100. Congratulations.
Huh?
I just saw in the paper, your picture in the paper for your 100th birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday. Congratulations.
29th of May.
And you came over here when you were 6 years old. That means you must have come over here in about 1880?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, in the 80s. Yeah. I never kept track of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never dreamt that I'd be such a damn fool as to live 100 years.
Why such a fool to live 100 years?
Well, you don't know what it is.
No, I guess I don't.
You know, I got no idea what it is. Mm. It's useless. Oh. It's a useless life. You can't do nothing.
You can teach kids.
What?
You can teach kids like me the way it was. That's not useless.
See, with me, I can't go, I can't do nothing. My legs were, my knees, I can't kneel down. I can't do anything in my yard anymore. So what the hell are you living for? Half of the time in the night, with this goddamn arthritis? No. Anybody who talks about living 100 is a goddamn fool.
Okay.
I've lost two women. My first wife, I just built a nice big home over here at Granger. And she died. She was 8 months in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
You can imagine what that cost me.
Yeah.
Well, she died. Now I lived 2 years and a half alone. Mm-hmm. And this woman here that lived here, she'd lost her husband. She was living alone.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, I got tired of living alone. Companion.
Yeah.
So we married. She had a little money and I had a little bit. And after we was married, she takes with diabetes. Blood sugar.
Yeah.
Well, she kept going down every day. The last 2 years, She spent in the hospital. You'll have to excuse me a minute. I gotta go to the toilet.
Okay.
Now the church. See that?
Yeah.
They wanted to celebrate my birthday.
What church was it?
St. Andrew's, down
oh,
here.
St. Andrew's.
So the priests, they made up that banner, and they had it hung up in church.
That was nice of them.
And so after church, everything was over, they took it down and give it to me to take home.
That's nice. Were there any Catholic churches? Were there any Catholic churches here in the 80s when you first got here?
Yeah.
There were?
There was one.
Which one was that?
St. Andrews.
St. Andrews was here?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that old.
Right where that St. Andrews church is down here was a little mission church. You see these little pictures of missions out in Mexico and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, we had just such a thing. And we had a Father Vanderhayden, a Holland Dutch priest, a wonderful creature. And they had another little church over at St. Mary's, just like it. And then they had another Holland Dutch Vanderbum. Father Vanderhayden and Father Vanderbum, Holland Dutch, and they were pretty well fixed in their own rights. Mm-hmm. Of course, I lived right down here then, and I was one of the altar boys and the choir and everything else, because we went to school down here.
Oh, you went to school at St. Andrews?
Huh?
You went to school at St. Andrews?
No.
No?
St. Andrews. There was the St. Mary's Academy they had here.
Oh.
A sister's home.
Oh.
See? And they had the sister's home, the school, and teachers. It was right on the corner of Monroe and Fayette. Oh, a big place.
Oh.
It must have been, at that time, it must have been 10 or 15 sisters there. And they had everything. Mm. Teachers, everything. Music, melodrama, and all such stuff as that.
Gee.
Acting. Oh. When I went to school, if you went through the eighth grade, that's all you needed. The rest of the graduation, they had the 12 grades.
Yeah.
But they were all a waste of time. Days like today.
Oh.
It was just those that could afford it. See, when I went my church at that time, when I was 12 years old, we made our first communion.
Yeah.
Then we had to leave school, see? We had to go to public school.
Yeah.
So, after that, they just chased me around for wondering. For about 3 months before they located me. Finally, I landed in the fourth grade. I went through the eighth grade. Then I went to work. I got me a job, went to work, and we had an international college here. And I took a course in that for 2 years.
What kind of course? Do you remember what kind of course you took there?
Bookkeeping, that's all we had.
Oh.
Bookkeeping, penmanship, rapid calculation, and commercial.
Oh.
Oh, I tell you. How long would it take you to add up 100 figures?
Oh, I probably couldn't do it.
Huh?
I probably couldn't do it.
But you know how long it used to take us?
Huh.
About a quarter of a minute.
Wow.
Add up 100 figures. And get the right answer.
And they taught this at a little school here?
Huh?
And they taught this at a little school here in Saginaw?
No, that was in college. That was in the college.
In the college? Do you remember where the college was in Saginaw?
Huh?
Do you remember where the college was?
Yes, right over the Second National Bank.
Oh.
Is here on Court Street.
Yeah.
That used to be a three-story building.
Oh.
And we had the top floor. We had two rooms up there. A fellow by the name of Professor DeLude run the college. Then the Second National Bank was there. You see, where the bank is, I used to be a grocery store.
Oh.
And down the basement was a restaurant. Next door was the Bank of Saginaw. A little 2x4. Then the Second National Bank bought out the goddamn stuff, tore that down and built that bank.
Oh.
See? At one time here on the west side we had the Burroughs Bank, George L. Burroughs, Saginaw Bank, Commercial National. We had three banks right here on the west side. Today you got one.
Yeah. Second National takes care of just about everything now.
Yep. Well, today I'll tell you why. At that time, them banks, in order to do all little business stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you got to look at the goddamn savings places they've got now.
Yeah. Do they have trolley cars in Saginaw?
Huh?
Did they have trolley cars in Saginaw when you were growing up here?
Sure.
On the west side?
Sure.
Oh,
trolley car when we had Riverside Park. We had trolley cars. Used to go help. You could get out one of them cars and ride for 15 miles for 5 cents. Get transfers, you know. Yeah, a trolley car was up and down Michigan Avenue, Washington Street, over the Genesee Bridge. Oh, hell yes.
Were they horse-drawn trolleys or
huh?
Were they horse-drawn trolley cars or electric trolley cars?
Electric.
Electric?
Yeah. Mm. Electric.
Ride for 15 miles for a nickel.
Huh?
Wait, ride for 15 miles for a nickel. You can't do it now. I imagine the town's changed a lot since you've
been. Oh, God.
What do you think has been the biggest change in Saginaw?
Huh?
What do you think has been the biggest change in Saginaw, you know, in the last, you know, since you've been here?
Well, since I've been here, the biggest change is on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
East side is the one that kept going behind all the time.
Mm.
The west side stayed where it was.
Yeah.
The west side was stationary there for quite a while. And you see, the west side, we had the county courthouse on the west side.
Yeah.
That's what helped the west side.
The county courthouse?
Yeah. Yeah, the county courthouse always been on the west side. That's why there was such a hell of a fight when they built that. You know, the east side wanted it over there.
Yeah.
You probably know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the reason why they fought. No, where the courthouse is the life of the West Side. Because I'll tell you why. Of course, the West Side is in such a shape, the people years ago that started the side on the West Side, they ruined it. I'll tell you how they done it. There was at least six churches right in the city. Couldn't go no. Now you take it down Michigan Avenue, where the Baptist Church is. You know where that is? That Baptist Church?
On the west side?
Yeah. Well, it's on the corner of Adams.
Yeah.
And George L. Burroughs lives next there. Yeah. And before that Baptist Church was built there, the city here was going to put up an office building. Well, George L. Burroughs didn't want that because it would ruin his home. See, he lived on the other half.
Yeah.
So he builds this Baptist church there. Well, there used to be a Baptist church on Baptist church on Michigan Avenue. On the corner of Adams and Michigan was a Methodist church. Mm. On the corner of Hancock and Michigan was St. John's Church, that's there yet. Yeah. And on the corner of Harris, of Fayette, of Court, was a Lutheran church.
Yeah.
So you see, there was five churches right there.
Yeah.
That's why the West Side could never build.
Yeah.
Could never expand, see, look.
Seems kind of funny that they have all those churches right near all those saloons.
Huh?
It seems kind of funny that they put all those churches right near the waterfront with all the saloons and the...
There was no saloons there then.
Oh, they got rid of them all?
Oh.
When all the sawmills shut down, they all closed down?
Yeah. You see, that's way up here, you know, the saloons was way down below.
Oh.
Oh no, the saloons was nowhere near the church. See, they built those churches right in the center there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you can't build, because they even had the jail in there.
Yeah, yeah.
See, the jail at that time in St. John's Church took up that whole block. Them old timers didn't do it right.
Yeah. And they put the courthouse in there, and that kind of helped things. That helped the West Side then, huh?
Well, the first courthouse we had here on the West Side was one of those canola deal buildings.
Mm.
Four great big pillars.
Oh.
And they moved that, they moved it off from there and up there on the corner of Mackinac, Michigan.
Yeah.
And they made a kind of an apartment house out of it.
Yeah.
Then they built that old courthouse.
Yeah.
And the jail, you see, the jail used to be across the road. Now the whole thing is in.
Yeah, all together now.
It don't look no more to me like a courthouse.
Yeah. I like the old courthouse looked like a courthouse.
Yeah.
And that was a good looking building.
Well, that was in there. That was there for a long time.
Was that there when you first came to Saginaw? Was that there in the 80s when you were growing up here in Saginaw? The old courthouse?
Oh, hell. When I come here to Saginaw here, we had that old colonial building.
Oh.
That courthouse was the next one they built.
Oh.
That's the third courthouse that I've seen.
Oh.
Yeah, that the first one there was put in mind of those, some of those buildings down there in the southern states, mm-hmm. those great big pillars.
Yeah.
This one here had four, but it must have been about 10, 15 feet high. What the hell are you cooking?
Oh, that's just a tape recorder. I have to kind of watch it to make sure that, you know, it doesn't stop or, you know.
Oh, tape recording?
Yeah.
Oh, you're taking that down as we talk, eh?
Uh-huh. See, that way...
You got it all.
Right. Well, then what happens is that if anybody, you know, that's working on something in Saginaw history, if they want to find out something, you know, they listen to the tape and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, see, it's good to live for 100 years. That way you can, other people can learn from it.
Yeah. Yeah, when I moved down here, there wasn't a paved road in here.
Just all dirt road?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dirt road. Our den is sewers.
And then they... How many of the streets around here were paved with those... the block, the wooden block roads? Were there any...
Oh, they the only damn things they ever paved with wooden blocks or anything else was Hamilton Street.
Oh. Hamilton Street was a pretty busy street?
Huh?
Hamilton Street a very busy street that they would pave it?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Hamilton Street. Well, let's see. Started from Air Street down here. Because Welton Stone had their building here on the corner of Air and Niagara. Mm. Wholesale lumberman supplies. On the corner was Mike Quinn, saloon of the boarding house. Right next to him on Niagara was my uncle Frank Bushy, was a saloon and a boarding house. Then my dad owned three lots from there. Three lots, homes. And then that came up Niagara Street.
Yeah.
There used to be a lot of business and everything else out there. Yeah.
Must have got pretty wild at times down there, too.
Huh?
Must have got pretty wild at night down there. Wasn't there very many fights or...
No.
No,
it wasn't half as dangerous as it is today.
Oh.
Today, you're hardly safe to be out on the street at night.
Yeah, it's true.
At that time, you could come any damn time you wanted. The only damn thing that you'd get in the door would be a couple river guys getting in a fight. And then it was fist fights.
What, the rivermen fought a lot?
Huh?
The rivermen fought a lot?
Yep. Yeah, but get to the saloon, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then get drinking.
Yeah.
And then before they could all be there again, and then they come in a big bag. I tell you, there were some goddamn tough guys at that time. There were men. You don't get them today.
Yeah, I imagine working on the river would make you pretty tough.
Oh, boy.
And your family all worked on the river, so they must have been some pretty tough people.
Yeah. The boom company, they had 5 tons, steam tons, going up and down and hauling logs. Mm. Haul logs from here to way down to Bay City.
Mm. That must have been awfully hard work.
No.
No?
No. Runners, they called them rudders. They all had boats and deliver logs, you see.
Yeah.
There'd be a great big raft and every place knew just how many logs to leave them. And each mill had its own boom man that took care of it. No. And fish. Holy Moses. There was another river, this whole damn United States, that furnished so much fish as the Saginaw River.
Oh. What kind of, did you fish in the Saginaw River a lot?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I guess so.
What kind of fish did you catch mostly in the river then?
Perch.
Perch?
Yeah. Perch, well, boy, the Saginaw River at that time, in the fall of the year, perch began in lateral. And I've seen it in the fall before, I'll tell you. I don't remember where the Dow Chemical Company started, but the first dump that the Dow Chemical Company dumped into the Tibbetewassee had ruined the fish in the Saginaw River.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had ruined the fishing. You could eat them, you could eat fish. Perch by the 100 if you want to. They tasted good because they came from the open lakes.
Yeah.
But after that chemical went in there, the goddamn fish tasted chemical.
Yeah.
It wasn't fit to eat.
Yeah.
They ain't been 15 cents.
Yeah.
And there used to be all kinds of fish come up. There was bass and sunfish, calico bass and perch, bullhead, dogfish, shovel-nose pike. Oh dear, any goddamn kind of fish you wanted to know. Dogfish.
Yeah, about the only thing you can get out of the river now is carp.
Today, they ain't but damn catfish. Boy, oh boy, talk about the Mississippi. Wasn't it up with the Saginaw River? A great big black catfish come up from the lake. We used to catch them with nightliner.
With what?
Nightlines.
Oh.
Yeah, you said nightline, you know. Oh, I've caught them right here in the Saginaw River. 35 pounds.
Wow.
Then you caught one of them, you had enough to eat for a couple of days.
I guess. Imagine it must have been really nice living on a houseboat on the river, though. Oh. And you lived on that houseboat for how long? 15 years?
Oh, no, I didn't live in it.
Oh.
I just had it for a summer resort.
Oh.
Just a pleasure place. See, I had my home over here, and we'd move in there, and I'd move that up the river or any place I wanted to go. And my wife and I, if we wanted to stay nights wherever, that was just like our home.
Yeah.
I didn't live in it. I lived in it, but I didn't.
During the summer you lived in it?
Huh?
During the summer you lived in it for a couple of days at a time, or?
Yeah, that's the way.
Oh.
Sundays or sometimes a week. See, I had a yacht, and it'd take me no time.
Where'd you usually keep the yacht tied up?
Oh, that was a small one. I had a boathouse for it.
Oh. Must have been quite a place then.
Huh?
Saginaw must have been quite a town then.